That was really as competitive a five-game series as you're going to see. Big tip of the cap to the Portland Trail Blazers. Good thing is, they're not good enough to hang with the Warriors, though. They tried, and it almost happened. You had Lillard and McCollum living up to their billing. You had Aminu and Crabbe playing out of their minds, giving you more than they thought, you know, either would give you in that series. And the Warriors were tested. They passed it and are now waiting to see who they'll be playing in the Western Conference Finals. We are about an hour away from what could be a deciding game when it comes to determining their opponent. We got Spurs with a must-win in Oklahoma City coming up a little bit later on tonight. To talk about all of it, always happy to be joined by Ethan Sherwood-Strauss from ESPN. Good to have you on, Ethan. Last night, it was a really odd, poorly officiated, choppy game, and the Warriors probably never even really found a rhythm until Steph put on that funky dribble drill on the last shot of the game. That was the most in rhythm any Warrior looked all night, beyond Klay Thompson going off.
Yeah, I was about to say Klay Thompson was not bad during that stretch when everybody else was trying to get their sea legs. He was okay.
He was okay. Do you think that people would have less disagreement about Klay Thompson is the best two guard in basketball than they would Steph Curry's the MVP? Because I can't believe what's being debated amongst the Yakkers today.
Well, I think in terms of that, there are just different interpretations of it, because James Harden can do more things. He is capable of doing more things. And Jimmy Butler, when he's healthy, is perhaps capable of doing a few more things. So as a number one option, I can understand people saying that they'd rather want James Harden, especially the version of James Harden from before this season. But Klay Thompson, one of the reasons why he's so good for the Warriors is that he's okay being Klay Thompson. He's okay being the second option and doing some of the dirty work. I thought it was really interesting, actually, after the game at the press conference. The press conference was concluding. The media, everybody in the press conference room, they were starting to stand up. And as they were standing, Steph said, "I just wanted to say something," and he went into a spiel about how we shouldn't forget about how great Klay Thompson was and how he had played the best series that Steph had ever seen him play in, all the while guarding Damian Lillard for just massive stretches of these games. So I certainly think that Steph has an opinion on who the best two guard is and wanted to convey a little bit of that at the end of this series.
That's pretty cool. I tell you, Klay Thompson is averaging 27 points per game. Since the Warriors moved to the Bay Area, the only players to score more through 10 playoff games are Wilt, Rick, and Steph. So I guess we confer officially now one-name status of Klay on to Mr. Thompson.
It's funny. It's always so hard to know where to go with the first name versus last name. It's a very inexact science. On Twitter, I say Draymond instead of Green, because Green, that's a name a lot of people have.
Right.
With Steph, I say Curry. Just because if I'm calling him by his first name a lot, then people are going to question my objectivity even more so. And on Klay, I say Klay because so many people have that Thompson last name, as one Marcus Thompson often reminds people that he's a member of the Klay Thompson family.
Are you an MVP voter, Ethan?
I am not an MVP voter this year. I am not. I was actually thinking how funny it would be if I just voted for somebody else, if I had the privilege of doing so, and just what would happen if I did that.
Well, you'd be the most talked about voter in America that day. I mean, there's no doubt.
And the most hated. And the most hated by far.
And because people have no trouble, some people have no trouble being hated from coast to coast, I'm really surprised that there wasn't some look-at-me vote for another player coming from another city, especially in the sport of basketball, where people get very protective of their own. Were you as surprised as kind of I was that Steph was unanimous? I mean, it truly is an unprecedented moment.
Oh, I was shocked. I was totally shocked. I figured, especially because it's not just the look-at-me factor, it's also this other aspect where we have team employees voting on these awards. And if you don't vote for the guy on the team, then that guy might hate you, and you're just dealing with him, and you're on the team playing with him. This happens a lot. This happens quite a bit. I've heard of it happening where someone on the team is angry that the broadcaster or somebody else who has a vote didn't give them a vote, and it's an issue. So with that massive conflict of interest, I just assume that somebody would give a first-place vote to Kawhi Leonard or LeBron James or maybe even Kevin Durant. So I was surprised. I was totally surprised.
Ethan Sherwood-Strauss here from ESPN. Good to have him on, talking a little hoops with him. And I had a caller earlier ask for, he asked me to Google information that he could just Google himself. And I said, well, I'm not about to do that. And I certainly don't do math on the air. Is there a particular Steph Curry stat that you would frame above all else to explain why he was a unanimous MVP? I mean, I've got Harrison coming up at 5 o'clock, and you know, I really do believe that the default setting of NBA greatness is LeBron James, and you have to be an outlier in some sort of way to go beyond him in a particular year. The outlier that is Steph Curry's last two seasons is exactly good enough to beat LeBron James.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I have a specific number to get to. I mean, he had some insane streak of unblocked three-pointers that I thought was kind of significant, especially because so many were off the dribble. I guess it would be that he just scored more efficiently than anybody ever has, that he scored at a Michael Jordan rate more efficiently with a higher true shooting percentage than Michael Jordan ever did and than LeBron James ever did. So while I'm not smart enough and I don't have the command of the number memory to remember the exact percentages in relation to one another, that's what I would look to. It's just the efficiency. The efficiency is unlike anything we've ever witnessed.
What do you make of Bogut's abductor strain? Draymond, he's got an ankle tweak, but he can play. Like, he just flipped the I'm angry switch and played through that. I'm sure he can do that.
Yeah, it's a little concerning, but it also speaks to why it's so great that they got that win so they can get some rest. They were definitely in need of some. And it's an obvious storyline. It's funny. I was listening to people ask them questions about needing the rest, and I thought to myself, that is the pertinent thing, that they are getting rest. But, man, is that a boring question. Like, man, is that a boring question in a press conference. You know, is this a good time for you guys to get rest? Yeah, we're looking forward to getting rest. It's not exactly as fun as Draymond Green saying, do I think the Blazers are done? Of course I think the Blazers are done. It's not as fun as that is, but it is pertinent and it is important that they're able to nurse some of these maladies.
Excuse me, Coach Kerr, do you have a newfound respect for Dame Lillard and the Portland Trail Blazers?
If he says no, he's kind of a bum. I feel like he dies on a lot of screens. He's got a ways to go. I thought it was funny when Draymond was asked if he respects the Blazers, like the Blazers want to be respected. And this is after Game 4, and he said, "Ask me on Wednesday." It's sort of insinuating that no, I do not. But then when he was asked on Wednesday after winning, he gave a bunch of respect. So I think that Draymond's just sort of poking and prodding, and he's also perhaps playing some mind games. And after the battle is over, there's no real reason to continue to seem so disrespectful of the opponent.
When the battle continues next year, and again, while we're 8 wins away from a repeat, let's jump immediately to next season here, Ethan. Have we seen enough from Festus Ezeli to reconsider Bogut's place and role on this team?
I think the Warriors have, to be honest. If you were assured of Festus's health, it'd be a much easier call. I mean, that's the concern. You almost need both of them because you don't know when one is going to be out, and both have this injury history. But I think that Ezeli has been tremendous when he's played this season relative to expectations.
He can switch on the perimeter in a way Bogut can't.
True, true. And that's why he was a more useful defensive player against the Portland Trail Blazers than Bogut was. But the Trail Blazers are also just a different kind of team. There aren't many teams with two guys who can hit three-pointers off the dribble like that. So Festus's advantage over Bogut matters more. Bogut's also a savvier defensive player and I think a better rim protector at this point. But I enjoy the Festus Ezeli lineups a lot because they're big, but they have the force and the speed that a small ball lineup has. Obviously, Festus can't shoot three-pointers like those Draymond Green at center lineups and everybody can shoot from behind the arc. But he can, when you look at his combine sprint score, he can get up and down the floor like a wing or maybe even a guard. So those lineups play with a tremendous amount of athletic force. And so I personally think that the Warriors should bring him back. I'm not sure what the final number will be, but I think that's something that should definitely be a priority for them so long as they know and they think they can keep him healthy.
Ethan Strauss here on 95.7 The Game. Any doubt in your mind that the Warriors would like to see the Spurs force a Game 7, not just to continue to get more rest, but I think that they'd rather see. And if you asked me a year ago if I would say something like this out loud into a microphone, say, no, I wouldn't say anything like that into a microphone. I think the Warriors might rather see the Spurs than the Thunder.
You're right. I mean, look, there are differences. We describe a team, we say the Warriors as though it's as unanimous as the MVP voting, and obviously there are differences of opinion within a team and an organization, but most of the people I've talked to in and around the Warriors regard the Thunder as a bigger threat. And part of that's just because the Spurs couldn't score on them. They couldn't score on them in the season series. Even when Andrew Bogut, Festus Ezeli, and Andre Iguodala, all key defensive guys, all of them were out, and they were at home in San Antonio, they still couldn't score. They won that game in part because Steph had this dreadful shooting game. So I think that the Warriors have in some ways cracked the code of how San Antonio goes about its offense. It's very A to B to C, and they disrupt that plan. Maybe there's a counter move. Maybe there's something that the Spurs haven't shown that they would show in the playoffs against the Warriors. But for that reason, just the very fact that there wasn't a time in the season series where the Spurs could consistently score at all, that right there is why the Warriors would rather see them than the Thunder.
They obviously move on over the Trailblazers. If they'd been going back to Portland for a game six, the entirety of today's show would be spent talking about officiating. Now, it's been poor historically. You know, we know that. And certainly there are a lot of dots throughout this postseason already of poor officiating. Last night, collectively, I think, was the biggest scoop of poor officiating I've seen in one single game in a really, really long time. The most egregious call in the world was the block on Draymond that was all arm, no ball. I mean, I saw that, and I wear glasses from the top of the lower bowl, other end of the court.
You know, it's funny. Maybe I need to get glasses because I didn't in real time know that was such a foul. It obviously was such a foul, but it was on the opposite corner from where I was sitting, so I just thought that was a well-timed block.
You should have gone to Indiana. If you had gone to Indiana, you'd be able to just sense these things.
Obviously. So that's my failing right there. Yeah, it wasn't a particularly well-officiated game. I do wonder, though, if there's something that the Warriors can do to influence officials because, you know, officials, by and large, they don't care. They don't care who wins. But if you annoy them and they find you annoying, they're human beings and they'll start to turn on you. I think that happens with the Clippers a bit where they do so much complaining that the refs start giving them bad calls. And I do wonder that. It's obviously fantastic that Draymond Green brings such fire and passion, but he might be wearing on these refs just a little bit. Right?
I think so. He's begging for a tech. He's setting himself up for easy techs later on.
Yeah, and he's got four. I think he has four right now through the postseason and leads all players. So perhaps if they temper that a bit and if Draymond tempers that a bit, the Warriors might be able to get some better calls going forward.
Hey, if the Thunder win tonight, I'll be seeing you Monday for Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. If not, it'll be on Wednesday. So we'll see you soon. We'll see you next week, Ethan. Thanks an awful lot.
Thanks so much for having me, Damon. Have a great day.
You do the same. Always good to talk a little basketball with Ethan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.